From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama's out with a new budget plan. He says it'll help cut deficits while making crucial investments for the nation's future, including in education. NPR's Paul Brown reports on the president's message delivered at a Baltimore, Maryland middle school.
The president says his budget plan would cut the U.S. deficit by half at the end of his first term in office. He recognizes the need to cut spending, but says that must happen within reason.
Even as we cut out things that we can afford to do without, we have a responsibility to invest in those areas that will have the biggest impact in our future. And that's especially true when it comes to education.
The president says other key areas for investment include research and development and infrastructure. Republicans say any new spending plans are non-starters, setting the stage for a major budget battle. Democrats questioning the GOP stance say extension of Bush-era tax cuts pushed by Republicans is one big chunk of deficit spending. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
Egypt's military is calling for an end to labor strikes. In a communique broadcast on state television, a spokesman for the ruling military council urges protesters to allow some normalcy to return to Egypt. Even though the 18-day uprising succeeded in ousting President Hosni Mubarak, many state employees launched new demonstrations for better pay and work conditions. Reporting from Cairo, NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro says protests are widespread.
In factories and banks and workplaces all across Cairo and Egypt, we're hearing people are demanding better pay, better working conditions, and frankly, that their corrupt bosses be penalized and booted out.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro in Cairo. The latest strike involves employees of the country's largest state bank, which prompted branches across the country to close. The Taliban are claiming responsibility for an attack in the center of the Afghan capital today. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports from Kabul that a bomb blast killed at least two people at a hotel and shopping center popular with foreigners.
The bomb breached the modest security gate outside the mall and shattered windows at the Safi Landmark Hotel. Gunfire continued for at least an hour and police cordoned off streets, snarling traffic in the center of town. The hotel was attacked 1 year ago but has remained popular with foreigners and wealthy Afghans. This comes just 2 weeks after another deadly bombing killed at least nine people at a supermarket in Kabul's embassy district. In that attack, an insurgent spokesman said the target was an American security contractor, but the blast killed only civilian shoppers, including a couple with their four children. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 16 points at 12,257. The NASDAQ Composite Index up slightly 7 at 2,816. And the S&P 500 is up 1 at 1,330. This is NPR News. Iran is clamping down on protests in the capital. Witnesses report police used tear gas to disperse a crowd in central Tehran where people were chanting death to the dictator. Security forces reportedly barricaded an opposition leader in his home to keep him from attending the rally. The Iranian demonstration was apparently inspired by the revolt in Egypt, but Tehran was the site of similar protests in the aftermath of Iran's 2009 presidential election, which Mahmoud Ahmadinejad was accused of stealing. Yemenis are demanding change. Politicians, university students, and other groups marched in the capital, Sana'a, today, calling on President Ali Abdullah Saleh to step down. But they were confronted by pro-Saleh demonstrators who defended the government's appeal for dialogue. Police reportedly separated the opposing groups before the march continued toward the city center. Giving new meaning to a cosmic connection this Valentine's Day, NPR's Joe Palca reports NASA's arranging for a spacecraft to have a close encounter with a comet.
NASA's Stardust mission was originally designed to capture interstellar dust as well as material from the tail of a comet. It did that in 2004, and those samples were actually returned to Earth in a capsule the spacecraft was carrying. Since the spacecraft still had fuel and working cameras, in 2007 the space agency put it on a course to intercept the comet Tempel-1. The spacecraft plans to take 72 pictures of the comet as it flies by. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.
Recapping numbers from Wall Street, the Dow's down now 15 points at 12,258, but the NASDAQ is up 7 at 2816. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.